Good morning, out in the garden with Rosie on the house. Landscape or gardening project you're trying to tackle, give us a ring at 1-888-767-4348.
Our 10 o'clock hour topic today is home gyms. We thought it was appropriate considering a lot of people would probably hit their New Year's resolutions as it related to getting in shape. Not that round's not a shape, but a different type of shape. Increase their physical
activity. Losing weight
and
getting in shape's got to be the number one New Year's resolution, doesn't it?
It is for 2014. You know what it was for 1947?
1947.
Well, that's according to Gallup poll.
No.
Number one resolution in America in 1947. Improve my disposition.
Interesting. Disposition.
Yeah. Improve my disposition.
Okay. So, we're talking today.
That's a deep subject.
A lot of exercises, so getting out there, moving around. If you have a garden, it makes you move around.
I don't know. You've probably gone to the gym and gotten on one of those machines, and it has the calculator there, how many calories you're burning, and
right.
You're just dying. And you look at that calorie thing, and it's like 180, 200.
And what's a pound? 2,000 calories?
Something like that.
I think, yeah.
Yeah,
one pound is 2,000 calories.
So gardening, an hour of moderately strenuous gardening for a 180-pound person will burn on average about 300 calories. So if you go out and mow the lawn, do some trimming, edge the lawn, sweep it up, take an hour to do that, you're going to burn about the same amount of calories as you are by going to the gym and trudging along on the elliptical for about, a half an hour to an hour.
So, and I bet it will improve your disposition.
And it would. Your yard would look better. I mean, I'm always happier when I'm done. Look at that and go, oh, man.
Trimmed
up.
Look at
those straight lines I mowed in the grass, and it's edged. And I wish it just stayed that way for more than a couple of days. But, yeah, the disposition's better. I think anytime you get some physical exercise, your disposition is better anyway. But so certainly working, gardening, doing chores around the house are a great way to burn off some of that holiday excess that we've had. Plus, just get out and get some fresh air. I mean, gosh, the air is crisp this morning. You're out there working and you're not sweating. How often do we get to actually work with a sweatshirt on and not sweat around here? So,
and part of getting in shape is always diet and exercise. If you're out there gardening and growing your own vegetable, I mean, yeah, that improves your diet better than anything you could do.
Yeah, picking some fresh citrus fruits. We talked about citrus. Most of them are ripe or ripening this time of year. Of course, all the leafy green vegetables in the garden, root things like radishes and turnips and, of course, green onions. Wonderful time to go out there, do some gardening, pick some stuff yourself, grow it yourself, have a good, healthy meal, get back, cut out the sugars and the carbs, and get back to lots of greens and fruits and vegetables.
I know we're not that far from getting ready for our spring planting. Is it too early for anything, or is it too late for any of our winter harvest to start from seed?
Well, starting from seed this time of year, the ground's pretty cold. If you're going to start spring things like tomatoes and peppers, that's going to be an indoor, start them inside project. You can still plant, though, all of the winter vegetable crops, lettuces, anything leafy, kale, cabbage, broccoli, Brussels sprouts, any of the root things like onions and radishes and beets and carrots and turnips, all of those, can still go in the ground for a few months yet. Actually, we've gotten asparagus roots in the nursery now, and berries like boysenberries and blackberries, grapes. So those are all in now, and it's a great time to plant them. Here in the next week or so, we will get apples and peaches and plums and apricots, all the deciduous fruit trees. So we're right. You just go boom right into to the early part of spring gardening, which is planting, you know, those cool season vegetables and, of course, the deciduous fruit trees. We just move right into it. We don't waste any time. We get Christmas put away and get in the garden.
Get Christmas put away and get in the garden. I like that. We'll have to use that for our, you know, for our rejoiner.
There you go.
I've been sent out to the garden each night the last four or five nights, just pick that fresh salad.
Yeah.
Jennifer's got two or three different varieties of lettuce going on out there. And do you need any cilantro, John Jay?
Yes.
I don't know what happened to the cilantro. We did a little overplanting of the cilantro. We could cilantro Maricopa County with what we got going on.
You know, it makes a great pesto. like with basil, you can take cilantro and do the same thing that you do with basil. It's wonderful. I love cilantro. Some people don't like it. I love it.
Yeah, the problem with pesto, that pesto at my house, is I would be the only one. I'll bring you some.
Oh, okay.
Nobody else likes it. And I have ripped out half of it, and it's still.
I don't know what happened there.
It just took over.
We went cilantro crazy.